This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Wednesday, July 15. One Path to God. Our reading comes from Numbers chapter 16. Korah, son of Ezer, the son of Kohath, the son of Levi, and certain Reubenites, Dathan and Abiram, sons of Eliab, and An, son of Peleth, became insolent and rose up against Moses. With them were 250 Israelite men, well-known community leaders who had been appointed members of the council. They came as a group to oppose Moses and Aaron and said to them, "You have gone too far. The whole community is holy, every one of them, and the Lord is with them. Why then do you set yourselves above the Lord's assembly?" When Moses heard this, he fell face down. Then he said to Korah and all his followers, "In the morning, the Lord will show who belongs to him and who is holy, and he will have that person come near him. The man he chooses he will cause to come near him. You, Korah, and all your followers are to do this. Take censers, and tomorrow put burning coals and incense in them before the Lord. The man the Lord chooses will be the one who is holy. You Levites have gone too far." Moses got up and went to Dathan and Abiram, and the elders of Israel followed him. He warned the assembly, "Move back from the tents of these wicked men. Do not touch anything belonging to them, or you will be swept away because of all their sins." So they moved away from the tents of Korah, Dathan, and Abiram. Dathan and Abiram had come out and were standing with their wives, children, and little ones at the entrances to their tents. Then Moses said, "This is how you will know that the Lord has sent me to do all these things and that it was not my idea. If these men die a natural death and suffer the fate of all mankind, then the Lord has not sent me. But if the Lord brings about something totally new, and the earth opens its mouth and swallows them, with everything that belongs to them, and they go down alive into the realm of the dead, then you will know that these men have treated the Lord with contempt." As soon as he finished saying all this, the ground under them split apart, and the earth opened its mouth and swallowed them and their households, and all those associated with Korah, together with their possessions. They went down alive into the realm of the dead with everything they owned. The earth closed over them, and they perished and were gone from the community. At their cries, all the Israelites around them fled, shouting, "The earth is going to swallow us too." And fire came out from the Lord and consumed the 250 men who were offering the incense. The next day, the whole Israelite community grumbled against Moses and Aaron. "You have killed the Lord's people," they said. But when the assembly gathered in opposition to Moses and Aaron and turned toward the tent of meeting, suddenly the cloud covered it and the glory of the Lord appeared. Then Moses and Aaron went to the front of the tent of meeting, and the Lord said to Moses, "Get away from this assembly so I can put an end to them at once." And they fell face down. Then Moses said to Aaron, "Take your censer and put incense in it, along with the burning coals from the altar, and hurry to the assembly to make atonement for them. Wrath has come out from the Lord. The plague has started." So Aaron did as Moses said and ran into the midst of the assembly. The plague had already started among the people, but Aaron offered the incense and made atonement for them. He stood between the living and the dead, and the plague stopped. But 14,700 people died from the plague, in addition to those who had died because of Korah. Then Aaron returned to Moses at the entrance to the tent of meeting, for the plague had stopped. It was a shocking display of God's justice. Korah, Dathan, Abiram, and all their families were swallowed alive by the earth. In this way, God showed that Moses and Aaron were his appointed leaders. But that terrible event didn't keep the people from grumbling. They continued to oppose Moses and Aaron, so God sent a plague on the camp. Then, as Moses directed him to, Aaron ran into the midst of the people with his holy censer to offer atonement for the people's sins. It was a bold move. Because of the plague, many people were already diseased, and some had already died. For Aaron, to touch anyone who had the plague or died from it would have made him unclean and unable to minister as a priest. But he did his priestly duty. In the words of our passage, he stood between the living and the dead, and the plague stopped. He prevented those who were alive from joining the dead. This scene points to what Jesus had done for us. When Jesus, the Holy Son of God, became human like us, he entered a world filled with sin and death. He even took on death for our sake, to pay the price for our sins. and now he lives to intercede for us. So our salvation is secure. He stands between the living and the dead, keeping us in the salvation he has won for us. If you are in Christ, hell cannot touch you. Praise God that Jesus bars the way. Pray with me. Jesus, thank you for saving us. Help us to live faithfully for you. Amen.
This is today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.